This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Support the freedom of independent journalism by shopping now at brightionstore.com.
Welcome to Politically Incorrect Science. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. This is a new series. I'm here in my lab, CWC Labs. Sorry about the microphone here. There's a lot of noise from the vacuum pumps of different instruments all around us. But did you know that Starbucks is engaged in science quackery to try to sell its coffee products to ignorant consumers? That's right. Starbucks is selling what they call nitro cold brew, which they claim is a nitrogen-infused coffee. Well, I'm here with an actual nitrogen dry-down concentrator right here to dry samples. We use this to prep samples for glyphosate testing. And over there is also a nitrogen membrane that takes atmosphere, pressurized air, and separates out the nitrogen to provide nitrogen to our instruments, such as our triple quad mass spec instruments. Well, turns out that nitrogen is so common that 78% of the atmosphere that you're breathing is nitrogen. So when Starbucks says that they have nitrogen-infused coffee, what they're saying is that they put air in there. And Starbucks customers apparently are too scientifically illiterate, or just ignorant, to know that not only is nitrogen 4/5 of the atmosphere they're breathing every moment of every day, it's also inert, which means it doesn't do anything. So nitrogen-infused coffee is just coffee. Nitrogen-infused air is just regular air. And if you want to infuse yourself with nitrogen, just inhale. That's all it takes. But, you know, Starbucks is using this to market their overpriced coffee to, let's face it, ignorant, liberal consumers who also think that carbon dioxide is a poison that's destroying the planet, when carbon dioxide is the number one nutrient for plants. They think CO2 is a pollutant, and they think nitrogen is amazing, and it makes coffee velvety smooth, and makes it taste good. Dare I say, these people are morons. And I know it's not politically correct to say that, but it is scientifically accurate to say that. If you think nitrogen makes coffee taste better, you're a moron. If Starbucks is selling coffee to people who think nitrogen makes coffee taste better, their customers are morons. When they promoted their nitro cold brewed coffee, it was sold out at this location. Sold out. People thought it was so awesome, they bought all of it. Gosh, where is Starbucks going to get more nitrogen after they sold it all out? Makes you wonder. Oh yeah, wait a minute. It's 80% almost of the atmosphere. So you can get nitrogen everywhere. In fact, you can have nitrogen-infused coffee by taking a straw, inhaling, and blowing bubbles in your Starbucks coffee cup. That's all it takes, because nitrogen is already in the air. Now, car dealers pull off the same scam by claiming to sell you nitrogen-inflated car tires. So, what do they inflate those tires with exactly? Oh, air. Regular old air, which is 78% nitrogen anyway, but a car dealer will charge you extra for the incredible benefit of having nitrogen in your car tires. They'll tell you it makes them run better. Really? Well, gosh, I never knew that, because I've only been using 78% nitrogen in my car tires, and it didn't cost me a dime extra. I know it's not politically correct to say it, but it is scientifically accurate. If you think nitrogen has to be in your car tires and your Starbucks coffee, you're an idiot. There's nitrogen everywhere, and you can get it for free just by breathing. Kind of a similar story with oxygen-infused water. You want oxygen in your water to get more oxygen into your blood? Just breathe. Just hyperventilate, and you'll have more oxygen in your blood. You don't need to get it from a beverage. It's available everywhere. Starbucks charging for nitrogen would be like power companies charging you for sunlight. If you're stupid enough to buy that, then maybe you should go to Starbucks, where you can find needles and blood and feces in their restrooms, since they opened them to the public and invited all the homeless meth abusers and opioid addicts to use their restrooms. They actually have needle disposal vessels now in their restrooms so that Starbucks staff don't get stabbed with HIV-infected needles from all the homeless liberals that are now living in Starbucks restrooms. Maybe they could clean them out with nitrogen in some way. Maybe they could have nitrogen-infused toilets and nitrogen-infused tap water in their restrooms to get rid of the blood and the feces and the contaminated needles that are in Starbucks restrooms. That would be an amazing use of nitrogen. But no, they want to put it in your coffee and make you think you're buying something that's worth nothing because it's free. You can get it everywhere. And it's inert, by the way. Look at the table of elements. Nitrogen, it basically doesn't interact with much of anything. That's why we use it in the lab. It's a gas that helps dry down samples without chemically interacting with them. That's why we use nitrogen. That's why the instruments use it, because it doesn't interact with anything. So this has been Politically Incorrect Science. You can find more episodes at healthrangerscience.com if you dare. This channel won't be posted on YouTube because it would be immediately banned by the scientifically illiterate censors who now run the tech giants all across America. Thanks for watching. This is Mike Adams. Be safe and learn some damn science so you don't go waste your money at Starbucks. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.